For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Interest is heightened in this year's Fine Gael Ard Eise as Simon Harris will be making his first appearance as the new Fine Gael leader. With many vacancies to be filled and a major cabinet reshuffle may well be underway. Joining me now to talk about what to expect this weekend is Neil Richmond, Minister of State with responsibility for business, employment and retail, and Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown. Neil, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what are we to expect from Simon Harris this weekend? What do you expect?
Well, this is a great opportunity for the party, but for Simon to really showcase what we want to achieve over the next 12 months or so before we go in towards a general election. The Ard Eise, I've seen the programme for the Ard Eise. It's an absolutely jam-packed programme dealing with lots of different areas. But we'll also have Simon's set piece speech at 6.30 on Saturday evening broadcast live, where he'll focus on a number of issues. It will be broad, but he's been quite clear that he wants to get back to the key issues that Fine Gael are all about, the areas where we also hold the ministries and government. So that's in terms of ideas and how we're going to back small business in particular, how we're going to support farmers, particularly those who've had a tired couple of weeks with the desperate weather, and more focus on public policing, law and order. He'll also touch on areas, obviously, such as the biggest issue facing the country in terms of housing and health, not areas that we hold the ministerial brief on, but areas that we're very passionate about building a very clear message on.
But is Fine Gael not hamstrung by the programme for government? I mean, the deals have been done with Fianna Fáil and with the Greens, and that's the programme for government. 1 year to go. He's not going to be able to elbow his way into that programme for government and change it.
Oh no, and we don't want to change the programme for government, Pat. We signed up to the programme for government happily by a large majority voted by our party, but rather within the ministerial briefs that Fine Gael ministers hold, it's where we can maximise our priorities for the next number of months. Top of that list, and it's one obviously very acute to the department I work in at the moment, is supporting small business. What can we do within the frame of the programme for government to really prioritise those supports? The economy is going very well, but there are a number of small businesses, particularly in retail, particularly in hospitality, that need extra support that will be forthcoming. And what Simon has always been all about in politics is delivery, and that's what we want to see in
the coming
months.
Okay, but spending is governed by the annual budgetary process. Mm-hmm. There will be another budget before an election. But how much can you do? I mean, you can make announcements, but you've got to have implementation, which normally takes, you know, into the new year after a budget. How much can actually be achieved before an election, which is going to happen one way or the other early next year?
Quite a bit, actually. Just this week alone, we're allocating over €257 million worth of increased cost of business grants to 97% of small businesses around the country. We're seeing where areas that have already been legislated for or legislation nearing the final part of its conclusion, where budgets have been assigned, where we can actually get those funds released into the projects and really fast track getting them on board. That's what Simon's been all about. It's delivery, it's tangibles. What can we achieve in the coming
months?
Isn't
that therefore, if not an explicit, certainly an implicit criticism of the outgoing leader of Fine Gael?
No, not at all.
You know, he's all about action and implementation, which would seem to suggest that that's not what Leo was all about at all.
No, not at all. Leo's, if we look back on Leo's achievements, both as party leader and indeed as Taoiseach, they're manifold. But now we have an opportunity. Leo's made his own decision to have a bit of a step change within the party, within Fine Gael. That allows for the government to have a step change, not just to get a number of achievements in the next 11 months until we reach a general election, but to set out very clear what our manifesto, because we're facing into a general election where we'll be seeking an unprecedented fourth term in government for Fine Gael, something we relish the opportunity to not just stand on our record, but to also for Simon to be in a position to lay out his vision for Ireland in the next number of months, but also for the next 5 and indeed 10 years.
One of the things that he started to do when he was acting as Minister for Justice was to bring about mandatory sentencing in certain situations. And it seems that might be one of his pillars, which again would be a kind of a criticism of Helen McEntee's tardiness in advancing that agenda.
Well, I think one of Helen's great achievements only 2 months ago was the introduction of new, lengthier sentencing terms for a whole range of different offences, particularly in relation to domestic and gender-based violence. But he did start a number of work. I was very supportive of that from the backbenches, as it was at the time. And I think we will see an increased focus on law and order, on public policing, on putting those resources. Just this week we've seen another 110 new Gardaí on the beat in Dublin. We've seen hundreds of new prison officers selected. It's all about delivery at this stage, and of course we will absolutely see an increased focus on sentencing and making making sure that those who do commit crimes actually spend time in prison for
But the argument, given that this is all about renewal of Fine Gael by Simon Harris, the argument would be advanced that Fine Gael lost its way. Its core values got completely superseded by a so-called liberal agenda, which is not really where Fine Gael found its great support.
No, I wouldn't want to get lost in any sort of labels rather than that, but I think we in Fine Gael have to be honest that over the last number of months, we have had a difficulty getting across exactly what our core message is, what our core values are, and showing people who voted for Fine Gael in the last general election, or perhaps who didn't vote for Fine Gael, exactly what we can deliver for them when you vote for Fine Gael into government. That's what we want to achieve over the next number of months. We have been listening to people. Simon's all about listening. And we do understand that we have an opportunity as a party to do some things over the next few months and to say some things that can absolutely go back to exactly who we are. That's something we want to do, not just for the party, but crucially for the country.
One of his tasks is perhaps to persuade people who have decided not to run that they should throw their hats in the ring for the next election, to ensure that Fine Gael gets seats in particular constituencies where, if the big personalities are not present, they might lose those seats.
That's part of it, but I think one of the things that I'm more excited about is the fact that there's so many new candidates coming through, and Simon's been to the fore in terms of encouraging, be they younger councillors, particularly quite a number of women across the country, or indeed exciting candidates from outside politics like Nina Carberry to get in and run for the party. I know Simon is travelling to Galway this morning, but he's going to be making about 5 stops on the way, speaking with members of the parliamentary party, speaking with councillors, speaking with constituency organisation. He's been doing this for the past 2 weeks, meeting our agricultural council, our small business council, really reaching out into the membership, getting people on that election footing, both for the local and European elections in June and the general election next March.
Is Simon Coveney going to be dropped from Cabinet?
Well, Simon Coveney has already said that he doesn't want to be put back into Cabinet. He's made that decision himself.
There will be pressure from grassroots in Fine Gael. They like Simon. They admire what he did in the Brexit process. He is seen as a steady pair of hands. And there might be a perception that he was shafted.
No, I wouldn't say that. The grassroots don't just like Simon Coveney, they love Simon Coveney. And Simon Coveney has been a very good mentor to me, both in terms of how closely we worked in terms of Brexit and indeed in the department already. But he's made the decision himself that after 13 years in Cabinet, Fine Gael's longest ever serving government minister, that he'd like to take a step back from Cabinet. He made that decision.
Are we to believe that?
I think we are to believe it. And to be honest, of all the people in politics, particularly in Fine Gael, when Simon Coveney says something, you know it's straight. And that's absolutely what's been the case in the last
What is
days.
Your impression of what he'll do come the next election? Will he run? Is there any question of him throwing his hat in the European ring?
There's certainly a number of options open to Simon going forward. I spoke to him yesterday. We had a little bit of a get-together in the department with officials, and he said, look, he is taking time to reflect on that. He's got a young family. Obviously, over the past number of years, Simon's been coming up to Dublin. I think 2 images stick in my head around Christmas Eve when we were all getting ready to enjoy our dinner. He was over in Brussels with his young family back in Cork. So he needs to reflect on that. He has to make big decision. I very much hope, and I think it goes to the mettle of the man, that Simon Coveney will have a part to play in public service going forward. And that's a decision for him and his team.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Many of the people who are dropping out, some they'll say it's because of their advancing age and so on, but others will feel that perhaps there will be no place in the next government for Fine Gael. And to quote that old adage, I remember Mary Harney saying this, but I'm sure others have said it too, that the worst day in government is better than the best day in opposition. So faced with, you know, life for 5 years on the opposition benches, on the back benches, maybe not even being a spokesperson, it's a wilderness, really, in terms of its attraction. And many people will just decide, well, I'll get out of it altogether. Alternatively, there'll be others who'll say I'll carry on taking the money and spend my days at the bar. And I'm talking about the legal bar, not the Doyle bar.
Yeah, I think that's a cynical take that I just simply don't agree with. The people who have announced they're stepping back, on average, they've all got over 20 years of Oireachtas experience. Pretty much all of them have held senior, if not junior, ministerial office. They've all done the state some serious service. And we look at careers across the sector at the moment, 20 years odd, people come to a reflection point. And I don't accept the narrative that we're facing into opposition. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I think we have an opportunity now to go into a general election to re-elect this government. And I do want to see this government re-elected of all three parties, and that Fine Gael can be the lead party.
Looking for farmer support, and you're therefore being weighed down by the green agenda on farming.
Well, we remain the most popular party amongst farmers as per the last Irish Farmers Journal poll. And what all our ministers consistently have said is we know that the farmers are the best people. They are the guardians of our land. We want to work with them to achieve the green agenda, because these climate change challenges, they are legally binding goals. We can't run away from them, but it's not just the agriculture sector. It's in terms of transport, it's in terms of construction, it's in terms of industry where we have to do so much more. And we are doing much more. And we absolutely will be going to rural Ireland saying we want your support. We are the party of farming, and we want to convince people to stick with us.
We look at the stats, and even with corporation tax dropping off, PAY and VAT are very healthy and, in fact, are growing. So we are a country with resources. We are spending billions in accommodating Ukrainians and asylum seekers and so on. So the money is there. The inability to spend it properly, though, seems to be at issue. Why is the health service struggling so much? Why are houses not being built to accommodate Irish people, never mind those incoming? Do you know what I mean? A rich country that can't do the bread and butter stuff.
Well, we are building the houses. Last year we saw 32,500 houses built. When I entered into the Oireachtas, we saw about 10,000 houses a year being built. Now it's 32,500. This year it'll go up again. Next year it'll go up again. We're training more people to build the houses. Simon played a very key role in that. We're actually getting them on stream. In terms of the health service, this is the largest budget the health service has ever had. We increased the budget again last year. And yes, for this year will be the third year in a row that we see waiting lists come down. Progress is being made. Is it fast enough? No, I want it to be faster. But we are starting to see it, and we are tackling those bread and butter issues. The economy is the heartbeat. Without a thriving economy, we can't do any of these things. So all those parties that promise to do everything have to remember you have to protect the economy.
No, but we're looking at many crises in all sorts of sectors. I mean, we're looking at the shortage of teachers. And even if you produce qualified teachers, they don't necessarily feel they can afford to work in the cities, for example, because rents are so high and the prospect of saving. So off they go to the Gulf States and maybe make money there. There's a story in one of the papers today, you probably saw it, about teachers saying, I'd love to come home, but I don't get credit for my 5 or 6 years or whatever it might be, and therefore I come in, if I get a job, I come in at the lowest point on the scale.
And then you have to balance out, well, what about the teachers that don't go to the Gulf State, who don't go for
six years on, they're on the sixth point in the scale, one presumes, you know.
Yeah, 6 years on. So you have the balance out to respect those teachers who've decided to stay for obvious reasons. And the vast majority of teachers, much like nurses, doctors and any of our graduates, do stay despite the false narrative put out by the opposition. But what we fundamentally need to do first and foremost is build the homes so that they have the opportunities to not just work, particularly in Dublin, but be it in Cork or Limerick or Galway or anywhere else, but also to be able to afford a home there. The way you do that is increase supply. We've increased supply threefold in the last number of years. We'll increase it again this year. We see 500 people being able to buy their own home a week. It's going up massively. Yeah.
I've put this to all the ministers who've talked about housing, and it is that we're building to rent. We're condemning a whole generation of people to the rental sector. I remember Owen Murphy, when he was Minister for Housing, was talking about, there's only a handful of planning permissions for build to rent. Then it turns out that each one of those planning permissions is maybe for 200, 300, 400 apartments. So when you multiply the number of apartments by the handful, it turns out that a huge amount of the available real estate coming on the market is simply for rent. Now, that to me was maybe short-sighted on the part of Owen Murphy, and his strategic housing initiative was, I think, ill-focused at best. And you haven't really done anything to correct all that.
But I don't accept that when you have 500 people buying their own home and being able to own their own home a week. We have a record amount of people drawing down their mortgage. If it was simply a case that we're only building to rent, those people wouldn't be buying their own homes. They're buying new homes, they're buying refurbished homes. Yes, we have homes for rent in the market. We need good rental properties, because that's the more rental property is, that's how you bring down not only the price of rent, but indeed the availability. But we're seeing more and more homes. I look at my own constituency, Pat. Last year we built over 2,000 new homes. In my own local electorate area where I was a councillor, 1,555 of those, the vast majority, are homes, are houses available for purchase.
Well, in my area, most of the available stock is for rent, and very expensively rented too. So it may be one thing in your constituencies, but certainly in mine and in other places.
But we don't live that far apart, Pat. We're in the same county. This is the point. It's a spread out in the electoral area where the land is in Dunleerath Down, where we live, was predominantly in the Glencullen Sandyford ward. That's where you can build houses that people are buying. They're getting the keys. They're moving in. We want to see more people in that position, and that's why we're going to build more homes.
Finally, are you expecting promotion to a cabinet seat? Because there is room.
There's room, but I expect nothing. That's a matter for Simon, and whatever decision he makes and whatever job he asks me to do, I'll happily do. And first and foremost, I'll be running for re-election in Dublin right then.
It's a difficult process, though, because those who become disaffected may not be that enthusiastic about the party. Maybe even some more will drop out of the race for their seats come next year.
It's a tough process. I don't envy Simon. Heavy weighs the crown of leadership, but I know that he's motivated, and all of us in the parliamentary party are motivated to seek re-election for us and indeed for the government.
Neil Richmond, Minister of State with responsibility for business, employment and retail, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown. I hope you enjoy your Ardhesh weekend. It'll certainly be fascinating for those of us who watch politics.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.